Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Last Saturday, the Bodo community in Nigeria reached an agreement with Shell's Nigerian subsidiary, forcing the company to pay a settlement agreement of £55 million in respect to the two oil spills that were held accountable of in 2008. And this money is to be divided by the community's inhabitants, while £20 million goes directly to the community. And this is surely a victory for those Nigerians that have been suffering from the enormous damages from these oil spills. And with me here, I have Godwin Ojo from Environmental Rights Action Friends of the Earth Nigeria. And Godwin, could you please describe the ongoing drill activities and environmental consequences in the Niger Delta?
Well, I think since the inception of oil exploration in 1956 in Niger Delta, the Niger Delta have no rest. It has been one of violence. It has been one of environmental degradation. It has been one of human rights violations. And the environment is brought under severe siege. So much so that there is land conflicts, there's pollution, and there's lack of mechanism for remediation. All these things put together has eroded rural livelihoods in terms of the fishing and farming occupation of the people. And as a result of the poverty, the impoverishment, there is conflict and serious conflict in the Niger Delta.
And Shell has now been forced to pay up for two oil spills that they caused in 2008 and forced to clean up. Could you tell me a bit about these spills and how it's affected the community in Bodo?
I think what is so essential is the manner of irresponsibility by Shell, who since 2008, when the spill occurred, Shell claimed that it was a main, about 100 liters that was spilled. That they were also offering about $5,000 to a whole community such as Bodo. So you can see that it is the will of the people that has prevailed over Shell's recalcitrance, over Shell's attempt to evade compensation. Eventually, the technology showed that at least a minimum of 100,000 liters was spilled, and instead of the 100 that Shell was claiming. And also, instead of paying 5,000, they were putting forward 5,000, and now the court has forced them, or the process out of court settlement has forced them to pay such amount. So the amount may look huge on paper, but in reality, it does account for the environmental devastation, for the environmental degradation, for the losses of livelihood, the terms of farming and fishing over the years. So it is highly paltry, very small, compared to the enormity of the problem they have created and the amount of compensation that is minimum. So you must remember that the land remains polluted and it's not cleaned up. So the livelihood of the people is not sustained. So money may be in the bank, but the livelihood is not sustained. So this is a critical issue.
Because on their web page, Shell state that they accepted responsibility for the spills in Bodo, and they say that they always wanted to compensate the community. What is your comment to that?
That Shell has always accepted responsibility is half-truth, led to deceive the general public. An incident that occurred since 2008, how come that settlement is only being reached in 2015? That is one. Two, Shell claimed repeatedly that the speed that occurred, the amount of oil that was spilled to the environment was negligible, insignificant, something that can be compensated with about £4,000 or $5,000, and did offer that amount to the community. We have seen over the years that their attempt to lie, their attempt at deception, to deceive the communities, to attempt to frustrate, using the legal process, Of course, we, at this point, we pay tribute and thanks to Lide, for also for their patience. What she wanted to do was to use the court process to weary out a community. But they stood up to share. Their mentor have proved victorious, not share's responsibility.
What has the reactions been in the community now in Bodo after the settlement?
While Bodo is in celebrating mood, the whole of the Niger Delta, civil society groups, environmental rights action, Friends of the Earth, such as Nigeria, we are also celebrating. We are celebrating because the victory of this court case marked a watershed for other court cases to continue. And we strongly believe that several other court cases will emanate. And as a result of that, many victories will be achieved. I strongly believe that so many communities that have been weighed down in the past, so many communities that have been suffering in silence, they will now rise up and approach the law courts. And we are very confident that victory is sure. What we want to say is that SHE should desist from attempt at divesting their resources from the Niger Delta. The Niger Delta has been massively polluted. The Niger Delta is in ruin. And because Shell is not able to fix it, Shell is running away from the land. It is going offshore to the depths of the water about 100 kilometers offshore. So we are saying, look, Shell should not be allowed to get away with violence. Shell should not be allowed to dodge, to evade its responsibility of environmental pollution. They should clean up before any attempt at divestment. We want to also state clearly that any company that buys shared toxic waste in the name of facilities for profit must know that they are not only buying the assets, they are buying the liabilities as well. So all the pipelines shared that we want to sell, the environmental rights action and communities hereby places a caveat emptor, which means buyers beware. No trespass. If you trespass, then beware. So I think that is the situation we are in. And we want share to clean up. We want share to pay up before any form of divestment. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Godwin Ojo from Friends of the Earth Nigeria Environmental Rights Action.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words. Building popular communications by FOI.